Welcome to Astrodome in Houston, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Pepe Manguel. Batting second. The right fielder, Tony Scott. Batting third. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Larry Biedner. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pete Mackanin. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dennis Blair. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Dennis Blair. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Wilbur Howard. Batting second. The right fielder, Greg Gross. Batting third. The center fielder, Cesar Cedeno. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bob Watson. Batting fifth. The catcher, Cliff Johnson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Doug Rader. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Roger Metzger. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Rob Andrews. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Forsch. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Ken Forsch. And now, play ball. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Manguel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Manguel. The throw from Johnson and he is safe. Manguel steals second. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Scott strikes out. 1 out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Manguel scores. It's 1-0, Expos. Larry Biedner is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Biedner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Forsch fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Wilbur Howard is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Howard hits a pop-up towards short. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops it up and throws to first, with Blair covering, for the out. 2 outs. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Cedeno hits a fly ball into right field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Astros nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Parrish hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carter moves to second. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Mackanin hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Carter moves to third. Parrish moves to second. 1 out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Foley is walked intentionally. Dennis Blair is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Blair strikes out. 2 outs. Pepe Manguel batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Manguel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Manguel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Howard. Manghul reaches second base with a double. Carter scores. Parrish scores. Foley moves to third. It's 3-0, Expos. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Rader hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to third. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Metzger hits a fly ball into center field. Manghul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Johnson tags and scores. Rader tags and moves to second. 2 outs. It's 3-1, Expos. Rob Andrews is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Astros 1. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Biotner is 0-for-1 in the game. Biotner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Ken Forsh is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Forsh takes first base on ball 4. Wilbur Howard is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. Howard hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manghul. Howard reaches second base with a double. Forsh moves to third. Greg Gross batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gross is 0-for-1 in the game. Gross takes first base on ball 4. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Cedeno is 0-for-1 in the game. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it and throws to second for the out. Forsh scores. Howard moves to third. 1 out. It's 3-2, Expos. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Cedeno. The throw from Carter and he is safe. Cedeno steals second. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Watson is 0-for-1 in the game. Watson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into left field. Biotner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Astros 2. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Parrish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 0 for 1 in the game. Mackinnon hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Foley is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Foley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Rader is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rader hits a fly ball into center field. Manghul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Metzger hits a fly ball into right field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rob Andrews is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Andrews is 0 for 1 in the game. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Andrews for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Astros 2. The Expos will come to bat. Dennis Blair is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. Blair hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pepe Manghul is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Manghul is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Manghul hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Blair moves to second. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. Scott hits a pop-up towards third. Rader settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Jorgensen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jorgensen is hit by the pitch. Blair moves to third. Manghul moves to second. Larry Biedner is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Biedner is 0 for 2 in the game. Biedner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it, throws to home for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Ken Forsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Forsh is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Forsh hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wilbur Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Howard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blair fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gross is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Gross hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Astros 2. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Carter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Mackanin is 0 for 2 in the game. Mackanin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Cesar Cedeno batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cedeno is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Watson is 0 for 2 in the game. Watson hits a fly ball into left field. Biotner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Manghul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Astros 2. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Foley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Forsh fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dennis Blair is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Blair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Blair strikes out. 2 outs. Pepe Manghul is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Manghul is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Manghul strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Rader is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Metzger is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Metzger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Boswell pinch hits for Rob Andrews. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackanin fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Astros 2. The Expos will come to bat. Ken Boswell now playing second base. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Scott is 0 for 3 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Biotner is 0 for 3 in the game. Biotner hits a fly ball into right field. Gross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Jose Cruz pinch hits for Ken Forsh. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cruz strikes out. 1 out. Wilbur Howard is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Howard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Howard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gross hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Howard moves to third. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Cedeno is 0-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it and throws to home to get Howard. Gross moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Watson is 0-3 in the game. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Astros 2. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Stanton now pitching. Gary Carter batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Carter is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Carter takes first base on 4. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Parrish is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Parrish takes first base on 4. Carter moves to second. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Mackinnon is 0-3 in the game. Mackinnon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell fields it and throws to second for the out. Carter moves to third. 1 out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Foley is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Foley takes first base on 4. Mackinnon moves to second. Wayne Granger now pitching. Dennis Blair is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Blair is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Blair strikes out. 2 outs. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Manguel is 3-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Manguel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Granger fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Johnson is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Rader is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Rader hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Expos, 3, Astros, 3. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Metzger is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Metzger takes first base on 4. Don DeMola now pitching. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Boswell is 0-1 in the game. Boswell hits a fly ball into center field. Manguel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Wayne Granger is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Granger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Astros 3. The Expos will come to bat. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Scott is 0-4 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Jorgensen is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Biotner is 0-4 in the game. Biotner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jorgensen moves to second. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Carter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Astros 3. The Astros will come to bat. Wilbur Howard is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Howard is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Howard is hit by the pitch. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gross is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gross bunts towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. Howard moves to second. One out. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Howard scores. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 4, and Montreal Expos, 3. Goodbye from Astrodome in Houston.